He's wearing the mantle of the world's greatest athlete on what have to be very tired shoulders. American Brian Clay won gold at the Beijing Olympics in the decathlon, the first U.S. decathlon gold since Dan O'Brien in 1996. The decathlon's 10 track and field events are crammed into two grueling days. Just think about it. The 100 meters, the long jump, shot put, high jump, 400 meters, then the 110-meter hurdles, the discus, pole vault, javelin, and to cap it all off, the 1,500 meters. Well, gold medalist Brian Clay joins us from our bureau in New York. Brian, congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
Let's talk about the end of that final event, the 1,500 meters. You collapse onto the track on your back. You have, I think, three other decathletes sprawled all around you, completely spent. Were you able to savor what you had just done?
The first thing that went through my mind when I crossed the finish line was more just relief. I actually am done with the meet, and I don't have to do anything else after that one event. So you kind of fall down and just in kind of relief, and then you start to think about, oh my goodness, I just won the gold medal. And then you stand up and you see, I saw my wife and my coaches and my family, my mom and my dad were there, and my grandparents, and seeing all that, then you just kind of get overwhelmed with emotion, and that's when you start to experience, what just happened and how it feels and all that kind of stuff.
Your coaches said that you hate the 1,500 meters, that final event, after all the others that you've had to go through, and you'd got first place in a number of them, in the 100 meters, the long jump, the discus. Then it comes to the 1,500 meters. How did you feel going into that last event?
It was a little bittersweet at this point because I was in the lead and I had a fairly big lead, and it was more about me just finishing the race than anything else to win the gold medal. And so I was happy that I was in that position, but at the same time, I hate it, the 1,500 with a passion. I mean,
You're not afraid to say it.
No, it is a long race, and it takes a lot out of me to try and finish it really, really well after I've done 9 events. And so by the time I get to the 1,500, I'm exhausted mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I'm completely exhausted. I'm running on fumes. All I was thinking was, okay, don't cramp up. Don't pass out. Don't let anything happen. You just got to get across the finish line. And every step that came just felt like the finish line was getting further and further away. And finally I got there, and that's when I fell out across the finish line and just laid down and took a little while to try to catch my breath and just realize what just happened.
Is this true that you only got 4 hours sleep between those 2 days events?
Yeah, it might have even been a little less. What people don't realize about the decathlon at the Olympic Games or at a world championship level is I wake up at 5 a.m. I start my first event at 9 a.m. I go until about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and then there's a big break. We come back to start an event at 7 p.m., and our last event will go off at about 10:30 or so p.m. By the time I get done with an ice bath and a massage and get something to eat and shower and then get back to my room, you're looking at maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, sometimes even a little later. I think the last time I looked at my watch was 1:30 in the morning. And you get back up at 5 in the morning for the next day to basically do that whole day all over again. And so it's a long two days, and we don't get much rest at all.
Do you think the decathlon is as valued in this country as it has been in the past? I mean, I distinctly remember Bruce Jenner on that Wheaties box after he won gold in 1976.
Yeah, I think the decathlon definitely has fans in the United States, and I think the decathlon is an event that's very easy to pick up fans if we just give it the airtime and if people are willing to put the money into marketing it and getting it out into the public.
It does seem like there's a lot more emphasis now, though, on individual events, the world's fastest man, rather than
right.
Someone who's an overall supreme athlete.
Well, I think it comes down to how you define an athlete or athleticism. It used to be about being well-rounded, and now we're kind of at a place where we like specialists on everything. So, it just kind of depends on how you look at it. For me, I like being well-rounded. I like a challenge from every place that I can get one. And so anytime there's something that's a challenge, I'm usually going to step up to the plate and say, okay, I'm going to try it.
Well, Brian Clay, again, congratulations. It's great talking to you.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me on.
Brian Clay, the gold medal winner of the decathlon at the Beijing Olympics.